Well, Coach, you guys have gotten the first few weeks of practice under your belt. Overall, got to be pretty excited getting the softball season underway.
Well, the most thing I'm excited about is the weather. We've been able to get out on the field a lot sooner than we did last year, so that's always a plus.
You talked about that, too, and like you said, anytime you're in, you know, late February, early March, it's basically a coin toss on what all you're going to be doing whenever it comes to practice.
Oh, absolutely. It's the weather's always a crapshoot this time of year. Next week, I think it's supposed to cool off a bit, a little bit of rain. Our next game is next Thursday, so hopefully everything works out and we were able to get that in.
And, of course, too, especially whenever you're first getting the rust off, starting up stuff, it's a big difference, you know, between being on the field and doing what limited work you can do in the cage or a gym, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had, I think, six or seven girls who weren't in a winter sport, so we did some, you know, non-mandatory stuff, and I was really happy with the turnout. The girls that showed up for the winter to come in the cage and hit and get some pitcher-catcher work in, so that's always beneficial before season starts.
Who are some of the girls that you're going to be relying on next Thursday and throughout the rest of the season?
Maddie Lefton, she'll probably be our day one starting pitcher. Katie Sefton, she'll probably get a lot of innings in. Maddie McCall, she's kind of had a bum hip, so she's supposed to go to the doctor today and see where she's at, so we may not have her pitching for about a month. So basically, Madison Lefton and Katie Sefton will be getting the majority of the innings.
And of course, too, it always helps whenever you have someone like Maddie who's been in the circle before and has that varsity experience.
She is. We're gonna lean on her a little bit this year and let her lead us, and we'll see what we can do.
And of course, too, with this being your first year at the high school level, I'm sure that's something that you're also excited for, but also kind of nervous for at the same time.
I've coached for a few years, so the nerves really don't get to me. But of course, your first game of the year, you're always more on edge to get out and see how much the work that your girls have put in before your first game and get it all put it all together and see how they can perform.
And of course, too, I know there's some quite a few things I'm sure you're wanting to kind of get fixed and get corrected before you get to Thursday.
Oh, there's always. I mean, your first game, there's always going to be errors. There's always going to be mistakes. It's just it's going to be how the girls respond to it. You know, I've thrown a few different things to them. You know, some first and third situations and some of the stuff that's new to them. But they're taking it well. They're learning and picking it up quick like sponges. So that's really gonna help us out.
And of course, with softball being the mental sport that it is too, you know you're gonna have to deal with failure, but you know that there's always gonna be a chance for you to put that away and make the next one.
Absolutely right.